a little bit late. We had a little bit of a mix-up, so I'm just going to... I don't think that the special guest that we have to speak needs any introduction, but maybe to some it does. Uri Zohar has been in the forefront of the Kiruv movement in Eretz Yisrael, the Balshuva movement in Eretz Yisrael. He's someone who radically changed his life because he saw the Emes of Torah, I think more than 30 years ago, 31, I think I heard him speak last year at the Olam HaBalei Va'achim. He said he came out of Mitzrayim 30 years ago. So 31 years ago now. And without further ado, it's our great father to hear from Uri Zohar.
I suggest that usually when I talk in Israel, I make an introduction and then I ask people to ask questions. So let's change the order and maybe you tell me what you think is I bring any toilets, I can bring any benefit. What would you like to hear from me? Maybe you have specific questions. Don't be ashamed. It's a regular yeshiva. It's not yeshiva, but it's yeshiva, right? Regular yeshiva. Any questions? Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. Yes. What question? Again, what? Very simple. I met the first time in my life, I met a David Chochen, and he said to me a sentence that changed my life. He said, I can prove to you that the Torah is Emes, that the version of the world, it was all for me Chidushi. You have to know that we grew up in Eretz Israel on a program that was initiated, that was programmed to oikel uns von Teuer. We didn't know anything. I was 40 years old. I met this man, the Talmid Chochem, the Chassidik of Roche, Rav Zilberman, and he said to me the sentence, I can prove to you the third time. I said, what you said? You said the word prove? He said, yes. I was my chutzpah, I asked him, do you understand the word prove? He looked at me with his clear eyes and said, yes, I think I understand the word prove. That's an understatement. Understand? I come from Tel Aviv and he learns 50 years more, so I ask him if he understands the word proof. So he says yes, and I said you're going to prove it to me? He said, try me. And he proved it to me in very, very short time. He asked a question that I never asked myself. I didn't have a chance. When you don't think about things, you don't know that you don't think about it. People don't know that they don't know. It's a problem. So I didn't know anything, and he proved it to me, and this is it. And then, then began the fight. When he proved it to me, it was four or five times I met him, and we talked for hours and hours, and at the end I went out from his room, from his apartment, they call it apartment, the cellar. He lived in the cellar. He grew there 18 children, 9 boys and 9 girls, and he was a great friend, Chochem and Tzadik. He wrote the Zuzis and Finn, and I went out and I said, this is it. I can't deny it. It's the truth. It was the most difficult minute in my life. What am I doing with it? And then began the fight. And the fight was slower, but also not too long. And this is it. It's not a dramatic story, but this is what happened. What else? What was the proof? He gave me another proof. But I tell you what I'm doing today. So from time to time, everybody has it. We fall. We feel alone. Isolated. No energy. No simcha. Hello? Trying to stand in the shoes. What am I doing here? I'm disconnected. So I made myself a series of, I make it every week, 5, 3, 4 times a week. You know there's a bunch of the world? You sure? I'm asking myself, you're sure, 100%? Can you prove it? I want to prove it to myself. So I tell you, what I'm doing today is a shorter system than the rabbi. I'm doing what Rav Shach told us to do. Rav Shach was talking many, many times about an orange. Orange. Anybody has an orange? You don't bring oranges in the shiva. Yes, the shiva. So, look at an orange. Look at an orange. And there are in the orange seeds, right? How much does the seed weigh? What is its weight? Gram, 2 grams? This seed you put in the earth, and a tree of oranges grows up and gives every year 300, 400 kilos of oranges. Where does the weight come from? The seed weight 2 grams. Where does these 300 kilos come from? Wait. No religious answers. Scientific answers. Where does it come from? Huh? The simple thing. They don't teach it in university. No? A simple question. Where from? Sorry?
The ground,
right? Very logical guy. It's not planted in NASA. It's planted in the ground. So the only logical answer is that so this seed knows how to make from ground earth oranges. You make so. Ah, simple thing. When we make a bokeh, what I should have bullied, think about it. Earth, this seed has an information in it more than 10 times as a compared to Gitarica. The color of the oranges, the taste, the small, every slice of orange has a skin. When you open the skin, you see in every slice hundreds of small bottles, I don't know how to call it, with very thin membrana which divides each one. You know what I mean? The small ones in the slice. A very thin membrana divides each, all this information the seed has in it. And the taste, and the size, and the color, and the smell. He knows, you know, the difference between, there are 100 elements in the world, more than 100 and some elements in the world. Element means a material which all its atoms are equal. No molecules. Molecule is a combination of few types of atoms. But if a material is combined of the same kind of atom, it's called an element. I don't know in Hebrew, just sort of element. No more than 100 elements. So the difference, this is science, the difference between one element and the other is the spatial order, spatial with the T, spatial order of the particles of the atoms. Every atom in the world has proton, electron, I don't remember the names, Moshe Young, how you call it. They have the same particles, all the atoms in the world. The order, the spatial order of these small particles around this nucleus of the atom makes the difference between 100 elements. Oxygen, hydrogen, this is only the spatial order. So this seed takes earth, which is relatively simple elements which are combined simply, relatively. And it combines the same elements in the earth, the same elements. He knows how to give them a new special order to make from earth oranges. Not enough to prove the origin of the world? Is it enough? Not enough? Not enough?
It's enough to say there is a God
The Shem? The Sweet? Oh, it's another power which is two ones? Two?
No,
one? So what's the difference how you call it? What the Jews came up, he gave the Torah. This is the answer question?
Yeah.
What's the question? that eat the same version that made the orange, he wanted to change the Torah. Maybe he didn't give the Torah. Maybe somebody said, ask the question, I want to understand.
Maybe Jesus is wrong. Maybe there is a God, but it's
not said. Because there's no maybe. 100% there is a maybe. 100%. You want to be in another group? A baby which is born when the cell from the father and the cell from the mother combined together, it weighs 100 of a million of a gram. It's one molecule. It's one cell. This cell, the minute these two cells meet together, all the characteristics of the boy that's going to marry you, me, everybody, are there. His height, his IQ, the color of his eyes, how long his nails will grow, how rapidly, everything. Everything is there. It weighs 1 millionth of a gram. When he was born, he weighs 3 kilos. He multiplied billions of times. Where does the weight there come from? Weight, 3 kilos. Where from? No. The logical guy. Agriculture, you know. What about biology? Biology, you don't know. Where from? Nothing from the mother. He eats
blood.
What?
She
drinks it. The cell takes the blood. What? Right. The biology guy. So the mother eats. What does she eat? Be logical. What food? The orange that we talked about. So each eats the orange we talked about, and this all goes into the stomach, and it disintegrates, it goes into her blood, she needs this nutrition for her own body. And it goes also through her womb, and this cell knows how to identify these molecules of food. Orange is what it was in the beginning, earth. And he takes these molecules and builds a human eye. A human eye. Brain, liver, lungs. In 9 months, a human being. No? So 100% there is a version of the world. 100%. No question about it. And not 99.69. Mea achuz, more realistic than we are thinking here, yes, we're going to that. The proof is, look at the mirror. Now, this man has hakara, intelligence, not intelligence, he knows hakara, he has intelligence. He knows how to talk. I have many grandchildren, Bohashev, and I look at them. They don't know anything. And then they begin to say, and that's it. And then I have a grandchild of 2 years old, and he says, and you know what? Lama, ulakati. He knows only talker. He knows how to make evaluations. He took from me, I won't give him, because he gave to me, give me this, I'll do this. Where does intelligence come from? From the orange? Yes? Can it be? The orange, which grew up, biology made spirituality, can it be? Think about it. If I don't have any kinemida, any ability of evaluation, before, either Plato knew it, Aristotle knew it, they said, you cannot deny the person is in the Shoma. Where does the Shoma come from? From the same evaluation. But there's one big difference. The Neshama doesn't eat, doesn't sleep. The Neshama exists all the time. It's eternal. It's life by itself. Not the phenomenon of life. Life which moves our heart. Heart. It works all day long, all night long. Every day it Moshech pulls and pushes, and every day 300 gallons of liquid of blood every day in this house. Where does the energy come from? Life. What is life? Nobody in the world knows how to define life. There is no formula for life. Where does life come from? And then the great question is that the peak of all creation is a human being. We see. You never saw a zoo of chimpanzees holding people in cages. We never saw such a thing. We saw people holding orangutans in cages. An elephant. And we check, they don't have Microsoft to check us. So we are the peak of creation. And the peak of a human being means when he is acting with tachlis. Well, how is it called? Tachlis. Purpose. A man that does not work with purpose, he wants to drink, and instead of drinking, he is scratching himself, he'll die because he's with thirsty. He's not his own sugar. He wants to drink. Why does he want to? Because he's thirsty. Why does he want to say? Because he wants to work. But he's purposeful. His life is purposeful. We evaluate our lives, we evaluate our actions. That is what they are doing now. What I have to do this because I want this, because I want this, because I want this. An animal is has no tachlis. She is a part of what happens to her. A cat cannot now not become tense when a bird comes close to him. I know. Every Shabbos I go from shul to home early in the morning, 7 o'clock for teaching. So I make a zoology investigation. I look at the cats. You know, the birds are playing with them. The dog comes near to the cat, and he becomes tense, and he's a part of it, and she comes close, goes there, and then he's going to jump, and then she goes away. The minute she goes away, the cat goes like this. No, it becomes nothing. You ask him, second later, what happened? What do you mean what happened? There's no cat there to ask somebody what happened. And I. As the next, Rashi Omer, Anikan Hiller Omer, Anikan Akolkan, I don't remember what Sosechet, Anikan Akolkan, Omer Rashi, Ani, the name of the Shechine, Veshachanti Betocham, the greatest miracle of all. Did you say to yourself sometimes, I didn't ask rightly? Who is the Ani that talks to me as a subject, that sees me as a subject? He said, I say to myself, Ani lo b'seder. Who is it? Who is the Ani that looks at this Uri who said, I lo b'seder. The great miracle is think about it. I cannot talk longer about it. So the purposefulness of human being, how can it be that he was created as a purposeful creature and the one who created him has no purpose? Can it be? Because God was making jokes with us? For sure, no. 100%. Because if it would be right, then the definition of revolutionary falls down. Revolutionary means he needs nothing. He is the shleimus kol shleimus, wholesomeness of all wholesomenesses. Shleimus. Otherwise, he's an angel. He's a mother. He is only defined as so the Rabbeinu Bachya, see, Choyves and Goves, see, there is, you cannot deny that it is a necessity to, that there is a Siva, a Siva which has no Siva, no cause to it. But we cannot go into it. So the Rabbeinu Genoim doesn't need nothing. If he created us and he wants to do us bad, that means he misses something. Goodness does not need any other Siva, any other cause. To make good, to give goodness, you don't have any Siva, just to make good to the other one. So the creation is to tatetan with a toivo, anyhow, the greatest servant, and this is his purpose. So, 100%, mea achuzish boidera oiram, that looks at you and me now, and gives me and you a mea v'esrim life. He gives life. He is life. Chaya olamim. Baruch Chaya olamim. The life of all the worlds. This you say when you finish this orange. which is made from earth, and from this orange is made the person, a human being, and this is what the Torah says, Ki afar ata ve'afar kashuv. So this whole round, Ad Mea Ve'Esrim, what for? What for? So show him us this, Baruch Hashem, to give us the possibility to win from this limited in time and in place experience which is called life in this world, to give us the only ability, the only possibility to go over this limitation, this border which is finished after 120, and the idea, the nitziyut, eternity to be with the Rebbe Yisrael himself. Please read Derech Hashem. I think it's translated into English. I think so. Derech Hashem. Slowly. So this is the purpose. 100%. So now I stand there and I'm desperate and I'm lonely and I'm in prison. And I make very quickly for an orange light and I see. So who gives you the privilege to be now desperate? Who is the privilege? You are here. You're wasting now your time. You're wasting this minute. Work. And this is the most important minute in life. This is the experience. You are far away. And in this minute, you're going back to your nation. So please help me. Please. That God is near, everybody is calling him the Emes. What is the Emes? What is the Emes? My name is Ulizor, your name is Moshe. What is Emes? To say this Emes, to ask these questions, to say, I don't know, please make it clear to me. Make it clear to me. I want to know it. Me'ahuz. Give me power. Give me strength to do the tachlis. To be, not to be a friar, not to be a... to waste the most important thing in life, which is life itself. Time, energy, life. So I'm going to finish and to say to you that you are in the most important place and time in the whole universe. Because Shvohu is not interested in anything in the world. Not Obama, and not emperors, and not scientists, and not artists, and not people who are shtuyot heaven avalim, shtuyot b'mitzek vanyot, nothing at all, nothing. They are going around, they are doing nothing. But God gave us Torah, which is the definition of the purpose of our lives. How to arrange our lives, to reach Kedusha, to reach nearness to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, through the Chokhmah, and only through the Chokhmah, which is the Torah, and this is what is life all about. And to waste this, you are the worst businessman in the world. The Americans are very, very stupid. They are wasting their lives for making money, papers, more papers. There was a soldier in the army who was a very good soldier, but he was a machine gunner. Every paper showing the camp, he pulled out of his bed. 100 papers, 500 papers, the bed was so I got. His friends took it out. He's collecting papers. He's standing paper on the... So they took him to the shrink. And the psychiatrist, he checked him and he saw his mishuvah. So he gave him a release from the army. He took this letter and said, oh, this was the paper I was looking for. So this was the paper. So he made himself mishuvah, but he was very normal. And here people are so very normal, you know, Bill Gates, I don't know his name, but I told you, there is one man, Bill Gates, looks so clever. He has 500,000 million papers. I'm sure they are rubbish. How much can he eat? What is he collecting papers for? How much we should have? Get out of this Mishigas, dear friends. You are in the most, this is the peak where you are here now, is the Babas Eilish HaKodesh Baruch Hu. This is, you are the commandos of Am Yisrael. Most of our people are way away, they are outside, They are in the cold, they don't know anything. Now they're coming back, Tshuva, a movement of Tshuva in all over the world, and especially in Eretz Yisrael. The more the Sikracha becomes stronger, the more people make Tshuva. This is why I'm here in America. I belong to Lev Lachi, it's an organization that is opening its gates for people to come. Youth! People like you, they didn't have the privilege that you had to learn Torah. You would see them, you would understand how, where you are. Don't get mixed up. Fight for it. Fight for this recognition. Fight for this knowledge, for this truth. It's a fight, of course it's a fight, especially in your age. It's a very, very difficult age. Very difficult age. But your brain, get again and again back to your brain, to your seichel. What am I doing? What is life all about? I'm breathing, I'm eating. What is this miracle of life? Why am I here? Why did I get? And there is a purpose, and the purpose is there. No nation in the world, no people in the world has this nobody says, not the Christians, not the Muslims, that they got Torah from the Russian. They all say that the Bible, the Old Testament is true, every word in it. They cannot deny it. It's history. It's not mythology. It's not faith. It's history. Where do the Christian people come from? You have to read the seminars of Arachim, there are seminars in it. They are 100% proof, Yudah Levi Kuzmi. You cannot deny the historical chain that brings us back to Torah. Where does, who, if you try to build a model that somebody lies, you won't be able. I told you, I know what I'm talking about. You try to be a model. Where did it begin? Who was the first liar? How did Moshe lie to the people that accept the Bible, which is the source of all human culture, Western human culture, at least, also this, the Eastern also. But, that is, so how can you lie? To whom do you give this book of books, if you were the most, you only look at Bereshis, the word Bereshis, look at the two. How many words are in the word Bereshis? So this you give to some stupid people that can you can cheat them by making a fire, how do you call it, and say there's a Bereshis. No possibility to deny. This was such a shock for me. It was so clear. How didn't I know it for 40 years? How did they cheat us for 40 years? Never, I didn't know Hamba, Mishnah, nothing at all. These are unforgivable.
Not our religion.
Sorry?
Not our religion, but we can't believe a lot.
They all admit that our religion is the basis, but they say that in a certain point, because we've all left us and choose them.
That's a lie. They know that.
No.
So,
because everybody is still, because the bribe is very cheating. You don't need to do anything. What did this man do? Don't do anything, mixless. You cannot lift yourself up from the earth. You are there, I saved you. Don't have to do. Of course you make sins. After you make sins, go back to the priest. He splits on your water and it's okay. And then you go back. So it's a shochad yaver lechachamim. Shochad, pashut, very simple. Don't forget it, friends. I tell you things which are basic. You are in the merkaz, the center of the practice of the whole creation. Don't miss it. Fight for it. Beza Hashem, kibu yehiya tehe kulam avot tehemet, yidaru kohar bederech haemet. Thank you very much.